This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers worked in pads on Thursday as they get ready for Sunday's matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals at Lambeau Field. They're expected to get their second look this season at veteran quarterback Joe Flacco, who was traded to the Bengals from the Browns on Tuesday.
I don't think outside of a division game I've ever seen the same quarterback on a different team. It'll be interesting.
Coach Matt LaFleur on Flacco's ability to pick up an NFL offense in less than a week's time.
Joe Flacco's been playing this game for a really long time, and he's been in a lot of different systems, so I would bet that he would have no problems picking it up, even in a short period of time. I think the hardest thing for them is going to be just the nuances with your cadence, your snap count, the rapport you have with the other players.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
The burning question heading into Sunday's game is, what do the Packers need to do to perform better on special teams?
More than anything, not giving up the big play. I'm not going to sit here and BS you guys in regards to, I don't always understand how they, some of the statistical things that they categorize and the DVOA behind all that. I do know that catastrophic plays, like if you give up field goal blocks, it weighs heavily against you.
That's the latest from Titletown. I'll have more tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.